Blog Talk Radio.
Smell the food already from where I'm at. Welcome to Sports Kingdom. I'm your host, Jim Brown, the King. And today we're going to talk about what transpired last night with the Stanley Cup, as well as WWE Monday Night Raw. We'll get into a little bit of wrestling. Not going to spoil for you guys about, in terms of what I thought transpired last night, just yet. You can call onto the show by dialing in. You can dial into the Blog Talk Radio studio, 563-999-3522. Again, it's 563-999-3522. I'm your host, Julian Bravo the King, and we got a interesting but short show again today. I had cut a little short today, making it on time at about, as of right now, 1:37, aiming to be on for maybe a couple hours and call it a day. But like I said, you can call in, gonna post the show up on social media. Oh, so I was really good up here. I know I'm half a lunch yet, but it's again one of those days where I'm not going to necessarily walk out on the show again, but I mean, when it comes time for lunch, I'll be trying to through the day. Cheated yesterday, but gonna maybe take it a little bit more easy today, but as I had a hard boiled egg, but just seeing here about that AJ Styles son, nice RBI triple from today to get the ball rolling in the top of the sixth for Georgia. Talk about some kids making their way up through U-12. U-18, as you now see, it says here, hashtag or uncommitted. The AJ is trying to follow in the steps of his father. Looks as it seems, play baseball, try to continue with nice RBI triples and show off his speed. He can surely run. So he has athleticism like his father, it seems, but does he have what's capable to have a solid college career, as it appears, possibly? Time will tell. Little League ball tournament's coming up very, very soon. Many, many kids cracking at it this summer for an opportunity at some success and championship privileges in whether it's Japan or Mexico. I'm looking forward to it more than previous years. As you know, I started back with Sports Kingdom August of 2022, and now fast forward now, I mean, just trying to be as consistent and now get a chance to follow more and more of what's going on in Little League Baseball and other such sports. Speaking of other such sports or matters, I don't usually touch on. I'm not gonna say anything if you guys, of course, want. This is a show as always. You can call in, but not gonna touch on too much except the fact that President Biden had apparently visited with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce recently at the White House. Joe Biden went on to say that he would arguably claim out the Chiefs to be a dynasty in the making. So right away, my thoughts are, I think the Chiefs are certainly a dynasty in the making. Would I say the Eagles are gearing up to build a even more formidable contender than last year? Sure. I just don't think it's their time this year, the Eagles. Not usually do you see teams, except maybe the Chiefs, you could argue, leaning into the future, take their teams to the Super Bowl back-to-back years or consecutive years. It's almost always been that way, and I think with the Eagles, even you look at, with hockey, you have a the Tampa Bay Lightning recently with their streak. Then you have the New York Islanders. And other teams from the past, there are a couple more teams in that line for consecutive championships in hockey. And then you look at and speaking of which, I did not mention a couple days ago, Friday, that the Florida Panthers have a brother duo this year. In the Stahl brothers, then you have who I can most recently recall, the Sedins, part of Vancouver. That year they had a tremendous amount of talent, along with Roberto Luongo. Good times, as you also remember, when the green outfit guys were in attendance. Good times for some of Canada, as not too often teams like the Canadiens, who just recently extended Cole Caulfield. My initial thoughts were that he hasn't been quite the star I've come out to expect thus far, over guys like you know, the front line. They also have Yurov Slavovsky. Yurov just think as well is going to have a solid career, just like Cole Caulfield. I don't know, at some point we'll see them on the same line together, but maybe I'm too soon to say that. You know, the Canadians are, they're not maybe given as much time to Caulfield as you'd say the frontline man, Nick more of the time with pucks in net and being a more viable force. You know, Cole has to earn more minutes, and live up to the bill in Montreal. Very strict hockey city, unlike Philadelphia. You'd say Philadelphia's a big sports town, but being around the local area, just could tell you right off the bat, Flyers not as strict as Canadian fans are. There's a lot to be said about the Flyers and where they're at right now. They did not get the number one overall pick like the Chicago Blackhawks did with Connor Bedard. Yeah, I'm already declaring that the Blackhawks have added their sweepstakes in Connor Bedard, but with the Flyers, you know, take a look at their draft picks over the years. They've recently started a previous first-round pick, Tyson Foster, if I'm not mistaken, in one of the latter part of games in Philadelphia this year. Then you add, and by the way, I'm not too sure if you guys real quick don't hear me well or not. Got new audio, so haven't checked it out yet. Haven't tested it back yet, but hope you guys are are enjoying the audio quality, whether it's good or bad. But get back to what I was saying, though. They have Cutter, Gauthier, he's brand new, so I don't know if anyway, I was also going to mention, I know I'm going back and forth between topics, but I just want to say real quick, you know, an honorable mention worth noting are the Suter twins as well, or Sutter. So I'm getting my names wrong today, like I sometimes do, but Sutter twins, they're also worth mentioning as well. So yeah, I don't know what made me think of that. I want to point that out. I just happen to remember, I believe a Sutter that reminded me of a Philadelphia Flyer. But anyways, though, Cutter and then Forster, along with you know, their most successful draft pick has been Ivan Provorov. I mean, even though he wasn't able to ever play as well with that dynamic duo as Claude Giroux and Chris Pronger, you know, things just never seem to pan out. Although with Ivan Provorov, he's more of an offensive defenseman, and our Flyers are hoping to capitalize on Tony D'Angelo's defense this year next to Provorov. I think he's a good addition despite his demeanor. He can next year, I think, come back more better improved than ever next to Ivan Provorov, gain some of that experience and chemistry alongside him and fill a nice duo. But the Flyers definitely have to get on with some really better assets. I don't think that's going to happen overnight with Keith Jones as new president of hockey operations. They're going to have to, I think, lean on some assets for Kevin Hayes, JVR, and a couple others, but I don't think they're going to get much back, and they're just going to really have to rely on the draft. Even if it means Carl Hart, they're really relying Kevin Hart, or not Kevin Hart, Carter Hart, as much as as much as I think he's not gonna ever be as ultra talented as say an Andre Valesky and maybe even Igor. I think Igor, those two, and I look at I don't know, if I look around the league, even further, I'd say, who was the goalie I was thinking about? Now the Fox or the Flyers are trending right now on Twitter. Oh crap! It's just in. I was just talking about Ivan Provorov. You got my reaction first here on air. Ivan Provorov will reportedly be traded to Columbus. Here's the first of moves out of Keith Jones. And right away, I think this is some great news considering that I had just mentioned the Flyers got to get assets, and they're doing it by trading away probably arguably their biggest asset, former first-round pick, Ivan Provorov, for defenseman Sean Walker, goalie Cal Pearson, to the Flyers. Is this true? Is this real? This is a three-way trade. Let's see if there's more reports speculating. This is based off Flyers Nation. Wow. So, Kings, wow, they, they go ahead, give up some assets. I think, well, Columbus is getting back a very, I'm actually posting on Twitter right now for Flyer. I want to hear some Flyer fans call into the show now. Dial up the 563 number you see on your screen. Flyers, Ivan Provorov. Let me get the link here for my Flyer peeps here. Let me see if I can get the link. Did the show start? Oh, it did. Okay. This is weird. This is waiting for hosts to call in. What's going on? I hope I'm on air. Let me test out the audio real quick. Hang on. Testing. Let's see. It's not starting. Testing. All right, we're here. We're on there. All right, so let's get some Flyer fans in here, as well as maybe Columbus fans. I'll mention NHL here in what I'm about to say. How about this? What are your thoughts right away when you hear Ivan Provorov going to the Philadelphia Flyers and then now Columbus. Wow. Chris Paul is trending now. Let's see what this is about. Get all the hockey fans in here. Gonna post the number. It's 563. Hang on. What happened? 563-999. Let's see, Flyers trending even more. 352. All right, it's that. Is this breaking news here? Hang on. Apologize, guys. Let's see if we got some callers. Not yet. We'll still wait on maybe some more. Drop some time here. But let's see. Just announced CM Punk versus Kenta at Forbidden Door. We'll get to that later on the show. I guess we're going to run over about 2 or more hours here. Got 20 impressions so far. I haven't received anything back yet. You know, Cal Peterson, I'm gonna go ahead, look up his stats. Since this is breaking news. Cal Peterson, 28. You know, he's been you know, look at what Keith Jones is doing right away. I mean, he's taking some of some of the talent that have gone on to lose out on their stay in a certain place and then possibly go elsewhere now, like the Philadelphia Flyers, and have a different outcome, difference overall in what could possibly shape out the Flyers going forward. And that they bring in Cal Peterson, so you look at Cal Peterson's contract right now. And by the way, thanks for the YouTube comment, Glenn. Can see here on my phone and laptop, but Cal Peterson signs a 3-year $15 million contract with the Los Angeles Kings, including a $7 million signing bonus guaranteed in as long as let's see here. To become a free agent in 2026. So, you know, let's see, right here, I'm on SpotTrack, the salary site. You take a look at, average salary amongst, goalies. So I'll put in, goaltenders. Carey Price first, along with Stanley Cup player Serge Bobrovsky. Look down. Scroll down. Cal Pearson is in the 13th hole for most salary amongst goalies on an average salary basis. You got. And Carter Hart, that's what I was looking for. Carter Hart slides down 10 spots, 23 at $30 million. So you figure this might not be so bad of an idea when you consider that Keith Jones essentially has possibly two capable starting goalies in possibly the same net next year. I'm not sure if, like I said before, Keith Jones is going to keep Carter Hart. It's so ironic. We were just talking about this. Like, I'm not fooling you when I say I had premeditated or planned out Keith Jones talk and Flyers along with then breaking news of Ivan Provorov. I mean, I think, I don't know. Could you argue that Cal Pearson is a mid-level exception player? Yeah, so I think Keith Jones figures in terms of, I mean, Keith Jones playing his monetary cards already with switching from analyst to now business executive, essentially. He's so far, I think, playing his cards right financially in net for the Flyers. You get Carter Hart, who may very well, I believe, and you know, this gives, I think, Carter Hart some leeway to think now, okay, you know, my contract year is going to eventually come up as well as Cal's, and I want to prove myself over Cal possibly that I can be that reliable starting goaltender and make as more, if not more money than Cal Pearson down the line and become maybe, you figure, I think Carter Hart could, I mean, his ceiling right now to me is where Cal's at, like at 13. He's very well a 13th ranked starting goaltender, capable starting goaltender in this league from my perspective. But you then figure in, well, if Carter Hart exceeds expectations, right? Or, I mean, right now, I figure he could be slotting into possibly where Igor's at right now. I think he could very well finish out at number 10 annual salary wise if we talk maybe a couple years down the line when Carter Hart's contract expires as well. You could go back to what I was saying before. Ivan Provorov was really, I hinted at before this news that Ivan Provorov has if he was going to stay with the Philadelphia Flyers, he was going to stay with the Philadelphia Flyers for probably a couple more years and bolt. That's how I felt about the whole situation. So do you think, I'm going to ask you guys, do you think the Flyers gave up yet another good defenseman? Because we look at Rocco Gudas, he's gotten better, in my opinion, and certain little stats, minor stats that make you go, wow, he's been doing all the little things better on the ice, and even though he's not, he's never been capable of being that top defenseman like the Flyers hoped with Shen and Gostisbehere. Really, things have gone the Flyers' way wrongly in many years now, and it's definitely been time to go out and make some moves like this. Again, I really like the move. Look closely at it further. I'm going to get the trade details up here. You can call into the show again. Let's see if we got some callers. No. Let me refresh my screen here. Give me a sec here. Okay, yeah. So we're live. You call in 563-999-3522. Again, if you're just listening now and don't know the number, then just hear me out. 563-999-3522 is the number. So without more further ado, I get the I don't know where it went. Hang on, I think I scrolled out of it. Hang on. So Flyers trending on Twitter at the moment. Of course, Flyer fans can. And now look at this. Keith Jones going to work. The Flyers are reportedly working on a Carter Hart trade. This is breaking news again by Flyers Nation. And now David Pagnotta of the fourth period. How about that? Moves coming in. Again, I wrote for all of has been traded. Flyers most particularly get, or most notably get, Cal Peterson, who, like I said, with the Flyers they had standards with adding on another top defenseman next to Claude and recreating that magic they did in 2010. I think they made that strong mistake right there, just trying to recreate the magic and just fill in certain slots. And when Ned Snyder passed away, really things became sour for a while. Although you got a new goalie, Cal Peterson, who I was just about to say is someone yet again who hasn't lived quite up to, I think, the Kings' standards. In terms of net, they wanted a goalie who could, not necessarily, replace Jonathan Quick. You remember the years, for a while Jonathan Quick was successful in between certain outings with 2012, you know, especially in that time, you had goalies like Henrik Lundqvist and Fleury, who was still part of the Penguins. You know, sometimes goalies just happen to run in good stretches in and out or here and there. With Jonathan Quick, he, like I said, was on pace for good performances 2012 and later on, but as time persisted, Jonathan Quick struggled until regaining some of his mojo back, and it was history. You know, he had that Stanley Cup between Jonathan Quick and Corey Crawford. We had Greg Stewart on from the 300 level, and it was a fascinating time in Chicago, and I'd say Philadelphia. Philadelphia was still more on a run then, despite losing out on the Stanley Cup. You know, and so Columbus, they I think last worked out a trade with the Flyers and Rorschach. So you figure, like I was going to say before, you know, the Blue Jackets, they got back let me just end one final note here that I just think you know, Jonathan Quick became a foregone conclusion. Cal Pearson stepped in, and just like I said, not reach your standards, but surpass Jonathan Quick in terms of you know, becoming at least a top NHL goalie, and that really now is in Cal Pearson's hands to change. He can I think bring not only a new look to the Flyers, but some stability in net. I don't think that there's been maybe a better goalie tandem in a while for the Flyers, in possibly Cal Pearson and Carter Hart, you know, Stolarz traded to the Anaheim Ducks, and then who was the last goalie? The Flyers had Carter Hart, and then you know, Carter Hart, he was a backup initially, and then he ascended to a starting position role. Let's find out here. How often do I like to do this, but let me see here. So, of course, I can tell you right off the bat, Ron Hextall was a legend in not the front office, as you can see now with Pittsburgh. But and speaking of that, I don't really have too much else to say, but you know, the Penguins are going to really have to satisfy, I believe, not only Crosby, but their head coach as well. I mean, I think some there in Pittsburgh didn't get a fair shake. You know, things obviously shook up some, you know, ever since their last Stanley Cup run. So it's going to be in the hands of their new executive general manager now to, I'd say the Penguins are really good back when, you know, Crosby was in his prime years. And who knows? I think, watch out this offseason. If I had to predict right now, I think it's possible. I think it's possible the Penguins will value if Genny Malkin for some more time than others. I think Crosby could be on the move. He could be on the move. It's all my predict right now, but say else, Ilya Bryskov was terrible. I was thinking of the goalie tandem of Ray Emery and someone else before. I think it was Serge Bobrovsky at the time with Ray Emery, if I'm not mistaken, but Robert Ash, yeah. But yeah, I was just looking here. The main goalie in net before with Carter Hart was Steve Mason, and let's take a look here. Yeah, he's still with the Blue Jackets. I don't know what the Blue Jackets are thinking. I mean, they're of course pretty much did last year. John Gaudreau came over, of course, unexpected, based off him reading in the Hockey News magazine. Just something I recommend. It's pretty good. They automatically renewed my subscription, but what can I say? I'll possibly look into all matters. Although in the case of the Blue Jackets, now they got Johnny Gaudreau, and then I just expected him after, you know, actually, you know, much one of his better performances in Calgary. I mean, I think maybe we'll see some of their younger talent pan out as time goes along. But Johnny Gaudreau just quoting and saying that they had some of the best prospects in the NHL is far than the truth. He you know, just didn't have one of his better seasons. So did Patrick Laine, a former top five overall selection. He was traded for a reason as well. I mean, just things. I think if you ask me, did they win this trade or not? I'd say, based off their track record and based off the fact that I still think Kyle Pearson has an opportunity to battle in that with whomever in Philadelphia, likely odds are we'll see Ivan Provorov. And like I said, he's been quite, I mean, you figure maybe, just maybe, Columbus wanted to just experiment, especially with a guy's salary that I'm not sure if his contract extension is set to hit yet, but you know, I think maybe Columbus figured they'd get a reasonable asking price, and so you know, our Provorov now Columbus Blue Jacket. I want to see what we have on this. Got a live show right now. I can call in. Let's see the callers. No. I've been trying to think, like, what ways of how we're going to integrate YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. I mean, trying to make meet all ends and make things count. I don't know if you have any ideas. Feel free to comment it up, and tell me. I think I was thinking maybe I'll do an overtime show or as I said before, you know, I'll just keep very well doing YouTube on some of my other spare time. Tell me what you want to see out of Sports Kingdom, what you want to hear. Or possibly do. You can, as I did on today's Twitter bio, change and the bio now reads, we are live on Blog Talk Radio. And that'll be starting Friday now. Thursday, some popped up, so we might be on there, we might not, but you'll know firsthand. If you also follow along on Twitter or Facebook, as well as more social media, we have a website, sportskingdomtv.com, and so Friday will be the day, the very day we do start 12 to 3, and I'm looking to get a big guest on for our first show. So thank you for continuing to tune in. Make this your number one show. Isn't that some Provorov and Hart trending now? So this is the tweet I read initially. So not only is Cal Pearson leaving, but defenseman Sean Walker as well. I'll provide some more information later on the show, but I possibly get more details, although what's the case scenario here? I just want to hear again some news on Carter Hart, just refreshing the page. News here, 2024 Stadium Series was reported to the other day to be headed to MetLife Stadium February 2024 Flyers and Devils. I know some Devil people, Devil, I wouldn't say Devils, but been to a Lightning and Devils game before with one of my friends up close. Saw Steven Stamkos, which you can see on my personal page on Twitter, know someone else who is a Devils fan, so I don't know. If the opportunity presents itself, I mean, I try to get out as much as I can. I'll keep it in mind. Although there's also another matchup series said to be reported. Although just keep that in mind, MetLife Stadium headed towards hosting Flyers and Devils. They'll soon release the date probably, and I'll have information. But let's see here. Some just came up. Again, I should be following this David person, but Columbus Blue Jackets sends LA's first round pick to LA, Italy in this deal, which they previously acquired midseason. Wow. I don't know. What do you guys think? I think this is I mean, I know Ivan Provorov was a former first-round pick, but a first-round pick for Ivan? Do I feel, again, Columbus is making a mistake? Possibly. I mean, they don't have a team like Philly who are losing some key positions. They're not an aging team. They're strong as what I would call a team that is at least above water a little bit. But are they? I think going to be competing down the line with very well down the line with Gaudreau, Provorov, and Liene and all this other crop of talent coming up. I mean, things could obviously change, but as of right now, I think Columbus is making maybe a little bit of a silly move, first round pick. Certainly, I would give up a top round pick for Ivan Provorov, but a first-round pick? That's insane. I think everyone, go follow David Pagnotta. I think I'm ready to. Here, I'll follow the guy. The fourth period, at the fourth period, is where you can find him. I'm going to I guess follow him. Yeah, I'll follow him. You should add people onto Les on Twitter, but I'll follow you if you're maybe just as good as David. let's take a look here. We had a call on yesterday, Lou. How about check out Lou's show? I don't know if I'm being honest, you know. I only watched parts of it, and I'm more intrigued to find out, you know, what some of the things Lou was mentioning, Birmingham, and Tigers. Get to maybe hear his thoughts again here on air, whether it's anytime. Encourage you guys to call in anytime and not be afraid, like Lou, to voice his opinion. So let's see here. We get if we look down. I know we're going too far ahead off time and possibly this topic here, but you know, I couldn't go without being mesmerized today. Seen some of the reactions here on the Flyers. One of Roman Reigns, and this here, hearing that Hot Proverall is on his way to Columbus as part of a three-way deal with LA Kings and Flyers. Los Angeles is retaining a portion of his salary in the deal. All the Flyers thinking they were safe with Danny Briere. Yeah, one of the last fonder moments and times with the Flyers when they had Danny Briere and now as an executive he I guess tried, you know, he mostly tried to, of course, get that big role and opportunity as the head exec over Keith Jones, but what do you figure? Just going to read one more. Charlie O'Connor can confirm that the Flyers are indeed trading Ivan Provorov. Still working on the details, but it's definitely happening. Suspect the Flyers will be getting picks back in addition to taking on some contracts, but not 100% sure on that yet. So, say if the Flyers did get some picks, just to wrap up, they very well, I think. And what was this a really was this their best offer? I feel like they could have gotten probably 90%, but 10% tells me they could have possibly just like Charlie O'Connor was mentioning, get multiple picks in return, but you know, I can't be, I'm saying, you know, Columbus, okay, I think if I were Columbus, I would have traded possibly a second-round pick and possibly, say, pick Flair down the draft board, but, no, Flyers got a first-round pick, so I can't be I can't be too spoiled, you know. The draft's going to be more interesting this year in Philadelphia for the Flyers than The Sixers have absolutely no draft picks this year, and people are saying Tyrese Maxey is going to go on have a big year. Well, it's his contract year, and he has to play like an all-star. Although, if you were to ask me, I mean, he needs to really fire away this year for Tyrese Maxey. If I'm the Sixers, I'm putting every last ounce of time into Tyrese and next year, without Sam Cassell especially. And I said before, he needs to at least, if he's going to prove to me that he belongs in Philadelphia, he needs to be, I mean, maybe I'll change my answer and saying, you know, he needs to be slightly as good as Joel Embiid or better, because, you know, Sixers, they can't, I don't think they can be relying or assuming that Joel Embiid is going to be forever that number one guy. I mean, at times he could step into that number one guy in certain game plans, but Tyrese, you know, he's going to have to play and possibly assist the ball to others. Now that James Harden may very well sign with the Houston Rockets, and so I mean, do I think this could possibly be? I mean, this is definitely up to date. Daryl Morey's best find, Tyrese Maxey, but can he really exceed expectations next year? Go all the way, possibly be as ever talented as James Harden, for example, was in his prime years. I mean, he's never going to be that scoring machine, but like James Harden, but you know, what really stands about Tyrese is that he has a really lovable personality, and I think the Sixers will be more frustrated than not with the team altogether. Fans will boo mostly towards the team than Maxey if Maxey doesn't go on to have one of his best years. I mean, he could very well have a really good year, but go on to have better years ahead. It's not a matter of by around year five, you know, some players happen to come out of their shadow. And so I think with Tyrese, it's very well possible he gets a nice contract. I think it's very well possible he's going to get a new nice new contract. And play extremely well. I mean, I put in Tyrese Maxey to the Lakers on NBA Trade Machine the other day, and came to realize that, you know, he would, wherever he goes, make a team better, despite what happens, he's still gonna be a pretty decent point guard. I keep saying at one point he could become amongst the top point guards. I think right now he's amongst the best. No, but he's getting there. So I remember, I'll be honest, I remember watching Tyrese Maxey's first game at my family's house and one of my family's houses and my cousin just goes, you think Tyrese Maxey's gonna be pretty good? This is rookie year, rookie season, first games of Tyrese Maxey. And I say you know, essentially I'm not really excited, so you know, I wasn't really a big believer of Tyrese Maxey then, still not, but still not as much as my cousin now that I hugely believe there's going to be a more bigger award coming down the line for keeping Tyrese Maxey and hopefully not Tobias Harris. But anyways, I think we got about an hour left. It's been fun today, actually, just rambling about some fun stuff and the breaking news, of course. If you just tune in, Ivan Proforov has been traded to the Philadelphia Flyers. You can call in, but let's get on to, I think everyone wants me to, it's Stanley Cup, so I'll say I got a chance to watch some of the Stanley Cup last night, and I was talking about the big hit, Tkachuk on Jack Eichel. I mean, Tkachuk's a huge guy, and so, you know, him to hit someone of Jack Eichel's size was, pretty you know, pretty unforgiving a little, you know, it just, you know. It is what it is, but Matthew Tkachuk, he has 10th goal of the postseason. It's been one of the main highlights of this season, this postseason, along with Jimmy Butler in Florida. Sure, local TV is getting a huge hit out of fans tuning into Florida Panthers and Miami Heat. Would get the Bally Sports Channel down there whenever I go, but some big stuff. I mean, who would I rank better right now? Tkachuk or Jimmy Butler? Has to obviously go to Butler. I mean, to get that second game two win on the road over Denver was just pretty spectacular. Matthew Tkachuk, meanwhile, it's down 0-2 now with the Florida Panthers. Florida Panthers lost to the Vegas Golden Knights. And by the way, I'll say my prediction once again, but I picked Vegas all because of, I was saying before,
their depth, size, smarts on the ice. I mean, they they got much better team, I would say, in than 2018 now. You know, Mark Stone after the game, you know, having a better performance in game two, just poised, calm, collected after defeating the Florida Panthers game two at home. Loud, loud home crowd, especially on TNT, where you saw Davante Adams as well. Say how loud the crowd was. That's a good thing for hockey, just getting some people in attendance like Davante Adams to come out for his Las Vegas football town and show out. Not with Aaron Rodgers, but I really think, that would be an entirely different story. I think people are forgetting. I don't think Garrett Wilson should be the target. And I think I might eventually stop by some New Jersey, tried to get an interview, a word with him, but maybe. But I don't think he should be the target necessarily. I understand. I think I did see what's his name? Garrett Wilson in a YouTube window before. I don't know. It's just something happened. Although, Garrett Wilson really shouldn't be the main target in New York, but I feel he may be facing a lot of pressure. When you consider that he's only going into his sophomore season in the NFL, and I mean, no. May have had a good season, but can he take that next step and be possibly good as a former other Ohio State standout in Michael Thomas? I'm not too sure. I mean, yeah, I think a lot of pressure might be facing Garrett Wilson. He, I think he's expected to face a tremendous deal of expectations at wide receiver one. And people are saying again, possibly another star wide receiver like Davante Adams, but I don't really think that's the answer. Possibly go with I'd say DeAndre Hopkins would be a great pick up, but I see that unlikely to happen. I think they just really need another wide receiver, in my opinion, that will make Garrett Wilson a little more at ease. I just don't like the depth. I don't like Randall Cobb. Randall Cobb saying at a New York Jets press conference that he's going to be not as good, but pretty good in his New York stint. Now we'll have more on the Jets. Keep it tuned here on Sports Kingdom. As I want to not waste any more time. I don't think we're going to get to Raw today, which is okay with me. I didn't enjoy Raw as much, even though it was said to be a talent morale booster. Although, and we'll have news possibly tomorrow on AEW. We'll just say that CM Punk CM Punk is set to debut on AEW Collision, but it was said by Wrestling Observer lately that CM Punk is reportedly not drawing. He is going through some issues drawing attendance for upcoming shows other than Chicago's United Center. And so I am not surprised right off the bat. They, AEW, you know, have had some pretty poor attendance as of late. And I was the first one to point out, the ROH show with a lack of attendance. So, who knows what happens with New Jersey when it comes here, my area, July, but I could just say, especially with New Jersey, where I'm at, you know, I'll just say, we used to have a hockey team, the Titans, but they're no longer around, so they're really, in terms of appealing to the sports demographic here, I don't really think it stands out anymore as much as it used to. I remember back when it was doing pretty well, and now, I mean, it's just maybe show events, but I'm not too sure about how they're gonna do. It seems like they're especially coming to a smaller arena, small arenas. And they put Ring of Honor in Orlando now, so maybe that's a sign, you know, they'll move to Orlando like TNA, but let's get on to Stanley Cup a little bit more, and then I'll wrap it up here. Some of the original Vegas members have been coming up good, and the Golden Knights had 7 goals last night, 7-2. I think, Paul Maurice made a smart choice in withdrawing Serge Bobrovsky from net and keeping him healthy for game 3 in Florida now. So, have 2 finals in Florida coming up soon. I think defense, especially the penalty kill, has to be a priority, and power play just wasn't answering for Florida, like the Vegas Golden Knights. Golden Knights kept it smart. Have like I said, some speed in Jack Eichel, others, and reliable veteran depth. So, yeah, I believe as of right now, the Golden Knights are on their way towards winning their very first Stanley Cup final in history, championship, Paul Maurice. Meanwhile, it's a shame he still has an opportunity, but never say never, as this about does with Sports Kim 1. Thank you guys for tuning in. Go eat now, so peace out.